Welcome to episode 378 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be addressing the fruit of the Spirit. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Thank you for your many blessings towards us. Thank you for bringing us to the end of the month. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for how you've helped us. There are many that started this year that are no more. So we thank you for your goodness towards us. Lord, in any way we have sinned or erred, we pray that may you please have mercy and cleanse and purify of all iniquity. For those listening to this podcast that have not surrendered their lives to you, I pray that may they be convicted by your Spirit and may they accept your free gift of salvation. As we study your word this morning, I pray, Lord, that may our hearts be ready to receive your truth. Fill us afresh with your Spirit. Give us the grace to hear and understand your word. Let your Spirit speak expressly to us this morning. And give us the grace to meditate on your word and to do the word. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, today, God willing, we're going to be addressing the topic, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Notice what I said. I didn't say fruits. In fact, the Bible does not describe it as fruits. It describes it as fruit. And my anchor scripture today is going to be taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 26. Galatians 5, verses 22 to 26. I read, "But the fruit of this," and I'm reading from the New King James Version. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Right? So these are described as the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruits of the Spirit. You know, you really want to make sure that, you know, it's like all these things, they kind of depend on each other. You cannot just be like very loving and then just have a far departure in all the other ones. No, right? So that's the first thing I want to establish here, that it's fruit. It's not fruit. That's number one. Number two, I think it's also important to understand that you have to be connected to the living God to express this fruit. You know, the Bible says, "I am the vine and you are the branches," right? A fruit cannot just grow on its own. It needs to be connected to something. And what's that connection here? It is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ came and he died for us on the cross to save us from our sin, right? He is the vine, right? And the Bible says on your own, you can do nothing. You can literally not bear fruit outside of Christ. So what is important here, the thing that is important here is that you need to be connected to God. You need to be connected to God, right? And you do that by accepting his free gift of salvation. You know, God sent his son Jesus to die for you on the cross to save you from your sin. So when you accept that free gift and accept him into your heart, you're connecting to the vine, right? So that's the second thing. And if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord and you're listening to this podcast, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 254 and 254 and 287. At least listen to 254. It tells you about what true salvation is. I think it's either, so it's 254 for sure. And then I believe there's 287 or 278. It's one of those two. I think it's 287. It tells you about what true salvation is, the true cost of following Jesus is. And if you listen to it and you're convicted by the Spirit of God and you do decide that, you know what, I want to surrender my life to the Lord. At the end of episode 254, there is a prayer that I make with you, and you just join me in that prayer, and you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, after you do that, I will encourage you, to listen to episodes 96 to 101. Study with the five basic responsibilities of a believer. It will tell you the things you should do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. You don't just want to surrender your life to the Lord. You want to grow. You want the fruit of the Spirit to be evident in you, right? And that almost kind of brings us to our next part, right? So I've talked about that it's fruit, not fruits, number one. Number two, you need to be connected to the vine. That's the Lord Jesus Christ by accepting him into your life. And then the thing is, number three, after you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, he fills you with his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. I'm trusting the Lord that in the future, we'll talk about the Trinity, right? But there's God the Father, there's God the Son, that's Jesus Christ, and there's God the Holy Spirit, right? When Jesus left this world, he sent us his Holy Spirit. You can see that in the book of Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit is God, and he dwells within us, and he enables us to live lives that are in line with the will of God, right? But the key thing is, so when you give your life to Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit. You automatically receive the Holy Spirit. So, you know, there's all these things that some churches do of, you know, they do some shenanigans with the Holy Spirit, but no, right? And I'm going to argue that the current church has largely tried to displace the Holy Spirit. But no, the Holy Spirit is like literally what Jesus Christ sent to us to help us to live that life of faith. And not just live that life of faith, but to grow in Christ, and not just to grow in Christ, but to fulfill the mission he has placed us on this earth for, right? The early church that kicked off in the book of Acts, there's no way they could have achieved any of the things they achieved if they were not doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is critical to the life of any believer, okay? So that's number three. So number four, in terms of the fruit, you need to provide conditions that are conducive to the growth of this fruit. Right. So number one, you got to be connected, as I've said already. Right. But you have to cooperate with. Right. When you cooperate. Right. Like, for example, you know, there's speed limits and everything. You need to cooperate with the law. Right. So you need to actually like drive below this, drive at or, you know, around the speed limit. You need to, you know the speed limits. Right. You need to cooperate. Right. If you don't cooperate with God, and you're just doing your own thing, then you're not going to express the fruit of the Spirit, right? So to express the fruit of the Spirit needs submission. It needs cooperation with God, right? If you look at many people quote the fruit of the Spirit, but they don't say, hey, look at this. It says, and those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires, right? So the thing is, when you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you want to grow in the fruit of the Spirit, then you cannot be self-driven. You have to be Spirit-driven. You cannot be self-driven. You have to be Spirit-driven, right? And the thing is, whoever is the driver determines what we're going to see, right? So if you're being driven by your own passions, by your own desires, by your own lusts, then you're not going to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit. Look at the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness. These are not things that we're going to find in a person that is following their own passions and desires. If you're following your own passions and desires, you will want to be selfish. You want to do things for your own benefit and not for the benefit of others, right? If you're following your passions and desires, you won't be faithful, right? And we're going to break these things down as we go along. So I'll just encourage you that it's vitally important. It is vitally important, right, to cooperate with the Spirit of God, right? And one of the ways you cooperate is by crucifying the flesh with its passions and desires. You cannot afford to live anymore by your own passions, by your own desires, by what you want to do, right? When you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, right, the Bible says in the book of Luke that if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Like, that's like the first thing you need to do. You cannot manifest the fruit of the Spirit if you're not willing to deny self, right? You know, you're not willing to deny self. It says, if anyone's going to come after me, let him deny himself. That's like the first criteria. And then take up his cross daily and follow me, right? When you follow a person, you're not going to follow somebody that you're not in cahoots with. You're not going to follow someone that you're not willing to cooperate with, right? So I think it's very important to get these things out of the way, because I don't just want to start talking through the fruit of the Spirit and not explain the conditions that are necessary, right? If you don't have the right conditions available, then the fruit will not express. And the thing is, honestly, like, it's the Spirit of God working in us that causes us to express this fruit, right? You cannot be loving or joyful or peaceful or long-suffering or kind or good or faithful or gentle or self-controlled in your own strength. No, you cannot do it yourself. Right? You need the help of the Holy Spirit, right? That's why we need the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit is so critical, right? Is so critical in the life of a believer, right? So you need to cooperate with, you need to submit. And again, the first thing you need to learn about cooperation is you need to deny yourself, right? You need to deny yourself with your passions, your desires, because I'm telling you this, if your passions and your desires are the things that drive your life, you're not going to live in line with the will of God. The fruit of the Spirit will not be expressed in you. So that is a basic idea that you need to settle in your heart. You need to settle in your mind before we can even go on from here, right? If you know that you don't want to surrender, if you know that, hey, I want to keep following, like I want to do things as I see fit, right? Think about it, right? Like just again, on the highway, right? Think about it. You want to, you know, like, probably the natural human inclination is, hey, I just want to ring it out on the highway. I want to drive to my heart's delight on the highway. I don't want to follow speed limits. But we follow the speed limits because we're deciding to cooperate with the law, right? Kids, they want to play the whole day, right? They don't want to necessarily sit down and study and do their homework and all those things. But we cooperate with our parents because we're like, hey, I know I may not want to sit down and study. Studying is boring. I want to sit down and watch Netflix all day. I want to do this. I want to do that. But I decide to not do those things. You know, I'm saying that, hey, you can still play. Playing is not a crime, right? Free play is good for kids. But I decide to obey my parents. I decide to go to bed at a certain time. I decide to eat certain, you know, I decide to eat certain things I don't want to eat. I decide to do my homework and study because there is a benefit to this. You know, my heart may not want to do it, but I know it's the right thing to do, right? So you're not walking by your feelings. You're not walking, that's what the Bible says by means by passions and desires. Your feelings are no longer the things that are driving you. The Spirit is what is driving you. And if the Spirit of God is what is driving you, then we're going to see the fruit of the Spirit express itself in you. Right? But again, for the Spirit of God to drive you, you need to cooperate with Him. You need to cooperate with Him. So hopefully this makes sense. This is going to be part one of this discussion. By the grace of God, in the next podcast, we're going to start delving into the specific fruit of the Spirit, right? So this is a foundation laying podcast. So thank you for listening to me today. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for laying a foundation. We cannot do this in our own strength. But Lord, we know that we need to express the fruit of the Spirit for us to grow the way you want us to grow. You know, we don't want to have, like, for example, the Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby, right? For those of us that are parents, you don't want to have a child and have the child remain a baby. You know, we want that child to grow. And growth requires self-sacrifice, right? The child has to, a newborn is not born walking, but they start walking after a while because they fall down so many times. So Lord, give us the grace to cooperate with your Spirit so that we can grow. We can grow in the fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit is a witness. It shows, the Bible says, by their fruit, you shall know them. You know, so Lord, I want our growth and development. You know, let's know that we're growing and let it be apparent to all, right? So please, Lord, give us the grace to be witnesses, give us the grace to be lights, and give us the grace to grow in the fruit of the Spirit. And Lord, I commit the next podcast into your hands. I pray, Lord, that may you give me wisdom as I speak your word. And let it not be me speaking, but let it be the Spirit of God speaking to people listening to the podcast. And I pray that may hearts be convicted, may minds be changed, and may Christ be glorified. Commit today into your hands, Lord. Please help us in everything we do. And give us the grace to showcase Christ, to lift up Jesus everywhere we go. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, thank you for listening to me today. I will see you, God willing, in episode 379. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Shalom.